before we get started today with our episode, I want to let you know about the Boston Festival of Indie Games, presented by MIT Game Lab and Boston Indies, announced today that they are adding a tabletop game showcase to this year's festival. Registration for the tabletop showcase submissions is now open and available online. The deadline for submitting tabletop games for the Boston Festival of Indie Games Showcase is Thursday, June 20th. Fee is $10 for all tabletop game showcase entries. Register online today at bfigcardboardtt2013.eventbrite.com. I'll add a link to the blog, and you can check that out there. The Boston Festival of Indie Game Showcase is an opportunity for independent game developers to show off their games, get feedback from the public, and win great prizes. This year heralds a new showcase category, the inclusion of tabletop games. In addition to digital games, creators of independent board and card games will be able to submit their games for showcase consideration and demonstrate their games to fest attendees. Games will be reviewed by an all-star panel of guest curators from the Northeast area, including Rob DeViau, award-winning designer of Risk Legacy, as well as notable hybrid games such as Trivial Pursuit DVD and Clue DVD. Gabriel Washauer Baker, founder of GameRoom.io and the Board Game Design and Prototype Circle, the largest prototype group of the Boston area, amongst others. Clara Fernandez-Vara, Boston FIG Curation Chair and Festival Co-Producer, adds, "We invited a number of indie game developers to come show off their latest tabletop creations last year and had an overwhelming positive response to the inclusion of tabletop gameplay at our inaugural festival. This year, we've added the new tabletop category to our curated showcase in order to better promote and support independent game development of tabletop games." Boston Festival of Indie Games is in the middle of their Kickstarter campaign to raise $15,000 to help pay increased costs for producing a bigger and better 2013 festival. Pledge $85 to Kickstarter today and receive three new tabletop games as part of the Collector's Edition Figgy Tabletop Bundle, featuring three Boston area game designers and their games. Stack and Attack, a small box strategy game from the game designer Jeremy Burnham. Our Last Best Hope, a tabletop role-playing game from game designer Mark Diaz Truman, and a random selection of one of three family-friendly box games from award-winning Gene Mackles, game designer of the popular IOTA. By backing at the $85 reward level, backers will also receive the Figgy Bundle, a selection of eight indie digital games, including Field Runners from Subatomic Studios, Slam Bolt Scrappers from Firehouse Games, and Turba from Binary Takeover. A link to the Kickstarter campaign will be provided on the Destruction blog at destruction.blogspot.ca. Boston Festival of Indie Games announces Tabletop Showcase open submissions. The second annual Boston Festival of Indie Games will be held on Saturday, September 14th, 2013 at the Stratton Student Center and the Johnson Athletic Center on the MIT campus. A celebration of independent game development in a variety of media and genres. Boston Festival of Indie Games is free and open to the public. Festival attendees play video games, tabletop games, and live-action role-playing games in a casual, inclusive environment, plus attend film screenings and keynote talks. To register to attend and to receive regular festival updates, visit www.bostonfig.com. The Boston Festival of Indie Games is a celebration of independent game development with emphasis on the New England and neighboring regions. The Boston Festival of Indie Games seeks to support and showcase the efforts of independent game developers by providing a free public event that encourages attendees to share and interact with games in various media, including video games, location-based games, and tabletop games. Produced under the nonprofit auspices of BEPIC, a Boston location-based games production group, the Boston Festival of Indie Games is focused on creating an intersection between community, academic, and independent interests in gameplay. The MIT Game Lab brings together scholars, creators, and technologists to teach, conduct research, and develop new approaches to applied game design and construction. Ranked by the Princeton Review as one of the top 10 schools to study video game design in North America, the MIT Game Lab maintains MIT's role as a leader in the study, design, and development of games. The MIT Game Lab's goal is to explore, educate, and engage the public by creating groundbreaking games, interactive online courses, and new applications to real-world challenges. Boston Indies is a community of dedicated independent game developers in Massachusetts and the surrounding area. Boston Indies works to foster a sense of community among Boston's independent game developers, facilitate monthly meetups and other related community events, encourage developers to create games independent of large budgets and large company ties, provide safe environment to obtain critical feedback on game development, works in progress, and serve as a brain trust for important information sharing among local independent developers. Press can now register to attend Boston Festival of Indie Games. Boston FIG 2013, press.eventbrite.com. Thanks for listening, and now on to the episode.
Okay, we're ready. Start rolling dice again.
All right.
Welcome to the Dice Destruction Podcast, episode 71. When you left us last week, I said we were finishing round 7, but I was mistaken. Finished round 6. We're beginning round 7 now with the Austria-Hungary motherfuckers. Yeah, the green guys.
They are.
The green guys.
Futtermuckers.
My good friend Rayman, to my left, represents the Central Powers. Say hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Mugsy Man is my partner. We're splitting the allies. And I'm David Hayes. And we are playing Axis and Allies 1914, previously stated, round 7.
Which is a good game by my standards so far.
Yeah, you did good on this one, Lair.
Harry.
Hats off to Lair.
We're never going to let you forget, Ray, that you drunkenly called Larry Harris Harry.
Not just once.
This game might even outlive Harry, he said.
Oh, it will. And you know what? Larry wants that. And so does Harry.
Yes. Larry's a good friend of Harry. What Larry wants, Harry wants. And what Dave wants is for Ray to make the Austria-Hungary move.
But would Larry Harry carry if it got scary?
I doubt it.
Good. Because that would be not good.
He'd have to be a fairy.
He'd have to be a
fairy. Never mind.
Hilarious.
Never
us.
Mind.
Therefore, that is hilarious.
We got a blue ack in here.
I want it.
Where did this? It's yours.
That's the one I gave. That's the French. That's the French. Ack. I gave you a color for every one. That was long before all this shit was available.
I don't know, I got a couple.
Two brown ones. Oh, because Corellia and Moscow get one.
Isaac needs Akags. Give the colored ones to him if you've got tons of them. If you want the colored ones, that's fine, but you've got
I just paint over them, so what's the difference?
Yeah, give them to him, man. He's got, he'd love his own Akag and his own,
I got a couple.
There's the Japanese one, there's the British one.
Japan's got a couple.
America? Why is the one a blue one?
France. You can put it in Western Europe.
But there should be gray for there.
Yeah, I know, but there is a gray one. He's got a gray one.
I don't have a gray one.
Everybody's got a gray
one. Well, they're
one.
All gray. They're all gray. Hang on, there's two American ones.
I don't have a gray one. I got white ones. Go.
They used to be white. Yeah, I gave you a lot of white because that was the original.
I bought white ones.
Did you? Because I could use a few more. I didn't know you could order those.
No, you're not getting them.
I didn't know you could order those.
They're for when I got them off of eBay. A guy was breaking up his game.
Oh.
Sold the chunks off. Uh-huh. I bought his factories and his Akaks.
Oh, nice.
And if that thing ever comes. By the time this is out, hopefully it'll be here. I ordered a copy of the old game that has a few pieces missing. I don't know how many. I won it for $10.50 or something on eBay.
Is that the one you voted? Week. Is that the one you put the bid in for?
Yeah.
The one that you were talking about long before? Okay, yeah, don't talk to me. That's really cool information
you got. 20 episodes ago.
Do you have many Russian fighters?
I don't know.
You know what? You got the whole kit right here, someplace here. Put it together. You and Zach go through it and put it together. Let him set it up. He'd love it. And then make all the changes later.
505, right?
But he might like to set it up.
Give me a butt, Ray. I want one more before the kit gets home. Don't grab it.
And
it took a leak.
I was interested to see Josh and Victor stand side by side, but at no point did that happen. So it was,
Well, they're both pretty big boys
because
for 11.
Josh brought his
Victor's
own.
About the size of Tanya now.
He's
a little bit taller than her now.
He's a big boy.
Well, Josh is almost as tall as me.
But he's not as thick. Well, He's not as
no,
thick.
No, there's
he's
th- literally, he's you don't want him to be thick.
Victor's, Victor's built like Shaquille O'Neal, man.
He's built like a shit brick.
And he still moves. If he's shooting baskets.
He was at track and field again. Second and third place in long jump and fucking track.
His legs and his knees are almost as the size of mine right now.
Really?
They're fucking, like his legs and knees.
Long jump and stand jump is what I was good at.
I couldn't jump or shit ever.
I was fucking long jump. I came so close on that. I remember what those guys were going to right at Oaks Park. I did exactly what they did.
When we had our,
I was like 2 meters in front of our kid. Fucking stupid.
When we had our test day, we didn't have discus and we didn't have shot put balls. So we had the frisbee toss to get you in at Oaks Park and the softball toss.
The softball.
And then when you got to Oaks Park,
but you still had,
you had to use a shot put. But at our school, we didn't have the shot put.
So you didn't know the weight.
The guys that showed up at Oaks Park got up the, by throwing a frisbee and a softball. And then they give them these iron balls and these iron discs. I don't think they do discs.
Why do they do that
anymore?
That's stupid.
They didn't have money.
They were clay.
That was a fucking,
come on.
The only more ghetto school in town at that time is Simcoe, and it still is.
Still is.
Valley what Way's, school were you at?
Valleyway.
That's the one I went to.
Yeah, it was fucking, it's probably new when you went there, but it,
my sisters went there. My sisters are in their 60s.
Simcoe, I can't believe
it wasn't new by the time I got there. I'm like 15 younger, 15 years younger.
I don't know. I liked it, but we didn't have a lot of stuff. Our gym was really small. When you played volleyball, constantly
tiny.
Hitting the ceiling.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. That's cool that you went to Valleyway. Well, I'm a lefty.
We didn't even have mats on the walls when I went.
In baseball?
We played floor hockey. And there was like a foot on each side of the lines when you're playing floor hockey and you're all sitting like this.
I know.
Fucking board a guy. It was into a cement fucking wall.
Very tiny. Well, you know, they used to play baseball right along, like, if you're standing ready to swing, the gym is right here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's classes
you
along
get the
here.
The gym glass, the windows in the
anyways,
gym.
I got up to bat, and I was a big kid back then. Anyways, and the teacher said, you have to hit right.
So you don't break
said,
the windows
why?
In the gym.
So you don't break the windows in the gym. I said, but I've never hit right. I don't even know how to do that. So I stood up there, right? And everybody's now going, watch the big kid fuck up, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as it was released, I fucking jumped right into it and just smashed it. Boom! Right through the windows! I fucking way out here because I didn't know what to do. So I didn't wait for it to come in. I thought, fucking come. I fucking smashed it.
You swung early.
Oh, I swung early. I swung,
swung late, you would ask. No, you'd have to swing late.
If you swing late, you pull. If you swing early, you hit it
to
the opposite.
No, what I'm saying is, I didn't hit it down here so it went that way.
Oh, Yogi Bear swung. Yogi Bear swung.
Yeah, I just more or less punched it. I just went, I don't know what to do. Boom! So I went like this and it just fucking...
Yogi Bear was one of the greatest ball hitters. He'd hit a ball over his head and down below his knees, but, you know.
I'm like that.
But the funny thing is hitting
even
normal.
A lot of my Guerrero's
I don't
like
even stand still in the batting box. I'll be like, stand back
I
here. And I even drop my foot sometimes and look like this, and everybody's like, oh, they got a shift. Because I'm a lefty too, but I'm like, I'll drop my foot way out like this and pretend like I'm going for the right field and look and everything, and then I'll just step in.
Yeah, that screws them up. Yeah, that's
because on slow pitch, you're like, oh, here comes the ball. I'll do a little dance and fucking swing at it.
We played a softball tournament.
As long as it's like coming across my body, fucking between my shoulders and my knees, I'll swing it.
Yeah. 16, we played a softball tournament. It was the nurses, 16, and I was on Tanny's team against the police, paramedics, and the Border Patrol guys.
Oh, right on.
Four teams. Like just had a four-player tournament out at the Regency. And we sucked, of course. It was, you know, mostly nurses on our team, a few guys like me that were, you know, married to the nurses were there, but we weren't very good.
Yeah.
But I ended up being the pitcher, right? So when I went up, somebody else had to pitch. And the ball was like fucking 3 feet in front of the plate. And I'm, you know, we're playing against the cops, right? And they're smashing them all over the
place. Oh, yeah.
And I hear I'm swinging like fucking way out in front of the plate just trying to hit. And they only gave us two strikes.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why. But struck
speed
out
the game up.
Because I was putting them over the plate good.
Yeah.
After a while, you know, I'm not saying I'm a good pitcher or anything, but I
you
was doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were used to where the ball was coming when I was pitching it, and then this guy comes up to pitch to one guy, and he's fucking nowhere near me. I look like a fucking idiot swinging.
Yeah.
But the cops, they're coming, they're all fucking juiced up. They after like the third inning, they were all hitting from the opposite side of the plate. And I guess the way the tournament was going, if you hit two home runs, your next home run's an out. Yeah. You don't get.
We play that way actually in our league.
They were crushing the fucking
ball. I think it's a two or a three home run rule. You can't have more than two or three.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it's just an out. But if they have three and we get one, they can get another one.
Oh, okay.
So it's always like
a different. So it evens out. Once you got two more than the other team, you can't get any more.
We only jacked one home run last year. We had one game this year, we jacked a home run.
Where do you guys play? The Regency?
Regency. Yeah. They fucking fixed it up real nice this year, man.
Place
this year, they
fixed
it. The outfield used to be all lumpy and fucking garbage.
Yeah, the restaurant's
they smoothed it right out now. Yeah, and being in the league.
Out there, they're putting Milik out there too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Out in the back.
That would be smart.
On the back side
of it. They could open all that right up.
That goes to Montrose, the service road.
That place was hopping years ago, man.
Oh, it's going to be. Brandy and I are actually playing a beach volleyball league this year.
Good. Tuesdays. You know what? Tammy and Steven did that for years. They loved it. They had a lot of fun.
I was
going to
have Tammy come play with us.
Tammy's a solid fucking
chick. With the co-ed, you can play 3-3. 4-2 girls, but you can never go 4-2 boys. And we have four couples with four of each. And we were looking for another female to at least sub in, right?
Like Tammy is like a female norm.
And I asked Tammy if she was interested in playing. She said, yeah. And then she said she's got to wait to see what her school schedule is like.
Yeah.
She's gone back to school.
Oh, yeah. If she's interested, she'll be in like Flint.
Yeah, but she can't because of her school schedule.
Yeah, Tammy is like a female norm. If there's any chick in the world that could
Looks
put
like
them into
too.
Any sport, give them a couple of hours, they've almost mastered the sport. Norm is like that at any sport. Tammy's like that at any sport.
No, she's really.
They just have the ability to adapt and figure out.
We're just going for fun, though, this year. We're just going to fucking.
Oh, she's very competitive, too.
Which
she's a lot of fun. She's good
she
people.
Would be
Her
good.
And Steven are
she
great
would,
people.
She would be able to show the girls how to play better without feeling offended because the boys are showing them. You know
what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
But we, she, like I said, she didn't work out, so.
That's too bad.
Whatever.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I'm ready to roll. Anyways, I got infantry, artillery, and Austria is coming in from leaving the wonderful town of Vienna, which will wait for you, by the way. Coming into Tyrol. Yeah. One infantry, one artillery, two tanks. So I will take the single two, jump up the tank.
We got to get Brit troops on the ground, Muggs.
Yeah, we do.
U.S. is going to be two rounds before they get anybody there.
Okay, ready? Two twos. Hope I got that right. I have one. Well, actually,
you're going against Italy.
Three twos. Yeah.
Okay, I got three threes. You've got two twos and two threes. You're talking about the.
And I got a four for the artillery. I'm talking right here in Tyro.
Yep.
Infantry doesn't matter. We'll stay the same. I got one infantry.
Yeah, you got two twos and two threes.
Two twos. Yeah, that's right. Junk. That was my threes. I'll never get them back.
Shit. One.
Yeah, one.
Three threes. I got two hits. Killed some tank. I killed at least one tank.
I can take one tank off, take two hits.
Oh, hang on. You can take... You don't lose anything.
I can...
Each of your tanks can take a hit. I only got you twice.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all right. But they're ones next
Sucks
time.
For me.
But that's
Good.
Okay. Yeah, yes. That works fine.
An instance of a tank doing its job. Right, so you killed me once. I'm going to take an artillery. Good move, Ray.
That worked out all right.
So buying those two tanks didn't hurt you at all. Now you're going to get... Are you going to fight in... You don't have to, but you can.
No,
oh,
yeah, that's
just
a battle.
In there. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a battle.
Okay, I got a three.
I got three threes.
Yep. We needed one.
I'm just squeaking by in the rolls today. Rolling shady today, people.
I missed. You're up. Four. Who is that? Austria?
Oh! Oh! Oh!
What'd you do? You didn't move your navy out, and your battleship is still damaged.
Not much change. It puts me around behind, though.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked anybody up.
Huh?
You couldn't have picked anybody up, but you...
No, I wanted to come home and repair. I forgot to do that. I got all wrapped up. I was ready to roll.
You could have fought me.
Too late.
No, I'm not.
You can't pass through me. You suck.
Never mind.
Don't
what do you mean, me? There's no me. Where are you? You're not
Where
down
are you?
Here. Fuck that.
Don't worry about me.
Okay.
What about you?
And collecting.
26 you should be at. Yep, you're there. All right, Russia is done. Austria-Hungary is done. Russia's out of the game. Germany goes again.
Germany's got a lot of red chips.
What's this German scumbag doing?
Being a German scumbag.
Oh, well. I guess that's to be expected.
So you got two twos, three twos. Three twos and a four.
We do say some gay things quite often. But I think the last way you could describe us is metrosexual.
I got fucking hair growing out of the back of my neck.
I tuck my t-shirts into my jeans, for God's sakes.
Everybody does that.
Never catch a metro doing that.
I've never done that in my life.
Everybody tucks their t-shirt in.
Never.
Yes.
I've never. Never tucked a t-shirt in.
Always tuck a t-shirt in.
Unless it's a t-shirt under my sweater, which I'm going outside to play in the snow.
Yes. The last part should be a long t-shirt.
The last thing I ever want to see in my life is babies being loaded onto a truck with pitchfork. But the second last thing I ever want to see...
Because ping pong balls are impossible.
But the second last thing I ever want to see in my life is somebody's gut hanging out the bottom of their fucking t-shirt because they didn't tuck it in.
That's, you know, that is.
Well, you should get a bigger shirt so it actually
hangs. His gut is actually hanging out.
Stuart can't help it. Stuart's got a colostomy bag and a triple fucking hernia.
Stuart. And he still works.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy. Dave knows what he's got. I don't know what he's got. He's got a fucking triple hernia.
Fucking hernia with an open fucking wound in his gut. Colostomy bags.
Which means your innards are outside.
His gut's hanging out his fucking skin. That's how bad it is.
He still goes to work.
Yeah.
Puts in 12 hours.
Every day.
And they bitch at him. He
fucking blares the goddamn horn at you if you don't fucking move.
No, he does.
A millisecond the fucking light.
Yeah, but he does
green.
That as a joke. And I like that. I like I'm sitting at the red light, right? At Embassy. It's the worst corner in the world, man. Because people are going in and out of everything,
that
right?
Corner.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sitting at the Embassy waiting for the light to turn green. There's a car behind me, but he's so close that I can't see his light in my mirror, right? All I see is just a car, and I can't see him. So the light turns green. I'm thinking, holy fuck, this guy behind me, is he impatient or what? Anyway, so as I pull away, I see his light, and then I see him laughing like crazy. Right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I pull over the Marriott, he pulls over, and I'm laughing, he's laughing. So I tried to do it to him, and he knew it was me. As soon as the light turned green, he took out me. He was gone. I didn't even get on the horn, man. I fucking couldn't believe it. When you drop those old cabs, man, they move pretty good.
Oh, I fucking love Crown Vicks.
You know what? I think I've got no combat at all this round.
Fucking
dust. Still, except this. Blan amp.
Why is that plane by itself? That plane cannot be by itself.
Ray, stop leaving planes by themselves.
No, I've got movement.
Well, keep moving. Why does it take you a half an hour to make your turn?
Yeah, because I get into
talk. Because it's two turns and it's 15
minutes.
People
tell me stuff and then it gets me thinking about something else.
Yeah.
And then I start saying, hey,
no,
guess what?
The terrible time.
No, we're only 28 minutes in now and he's halfway through Germany.
Fuck off, God, you know, bother. Get over here and roll, wander around guy.
Look at me, I'm looking for my dustpan.
Well, your dustpan would not be
found
out
it.
There in the sunshine.
You can stop looking for it, guys. Thanks.
Listeners,
the dustpan?
The hunt for the blue dustpan is over.
Should have given us a color.
Are you ready?
Am I ready? You're playing the hand. What are you bothering me for?
Because.
All right, I got five ones. Ready? One at the sub.
Oh, yeah, you cock.
Missed. Two at the cruisers.
Dave, you got to be around for this. You can't be fucking around over there.
Fucking.
And a four. And the fourth one, or the fifth one, and I missed. I'm angry.
I got a two.
Miss.
One, two, three.
And three to more.
Three.
One more hit.
One more hit, and I got it. But I continue, so hit.
Three and a four. I hit you two times.
One, unversionally, and Unst Hunst.
Something dies. Have you replaced? Will you replace with Navy? I was going to say, what the hell is your battleship doing there?
Okay, but then
I was
just like, did you roll mines against him on the way?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. I missed
it. He's not one. Fighting anybody in Europe?
Nobody in Europe.
Oh, yes.
Well, then why are you placing units?
Unibags.
Well, then you're not fighting anyone in Europe.
Unibags.
I fought their Navy.
Oh, you didn't? No, I'm talking on the land.
Yeah.
Fuck. Europe is a body of water, not a continent.
What a cray cray.
He didn't fight.
Francis' turn.
Oh, he didn't even move in there.
He didn't even do anything.
He wants you to come out and fight him so that he can. He knows that you have to move further than him. He's taking his time until he can take Rome, I think.
$33. All right. Well, fuck him. A little bit more money there, yeah. What is he up there? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight units. I'm defending. I got 3. Now I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four. I think it was more.
Is that more Twitter love?
I don't know.
You're gonna get Twitter love today.
That's good. 8 threes against 4 threes. You think I should do it? You think you'll get me 4 times?
I think Twitter was invented for board game players.
Well, probably not. Fucking, it's very vast.
It seems to me that if you broke down all the tweets over all the years, that Twitter was made for people to show you what they're eating for dinner.
Really?
So many pictures of dinner. Even
I don't understand.
I've fallen prey to it.
Yeah. I've never taken a picture of my dinner and uploaded it to anything.
Well, we had lobster one night. I think fucking $100. I thought I'm fucking tweeting this.
Why would you not? $100 yeah. meal. 4 threes against 8 threes. He's on the defense. You think I should go into there and contest it?
Pardon?
I'm going in to contest 4 threes against 8 threes. You think you'll hit me 4 times? Going into fucking.
Oh, there.
Rur.
Or six, bro.
Yeah, I know. Take him down 6 and fucking hope that he doesn't take me out.
You basically get...
Did you move any of this?
I never touched the scoreboard.
Okay, I'm at 33 then.
We shouldn't have had to touch it. That's all you did.
No, but I didn't collect. I didn't know if you guys made a move, that's all.
Nope.
33, go ahead.
French are going in first. Then the Brits, then the Americans.
I should go in because I've got all the backup, right?
Take them out, man. That's a lot of threes.
I can't take them out, but I can maybe hit 2 of them. He hits me 2.
Britain's fucking weak. We gotta get a British Navy in there.
Well, that's what I've been trying, but we're whittling his. Look.
No.
He's got 2 wounded battleships that will repair at this next turn because nobody's gonna be around.
You know what?
As the Brits, I'm gonna buy more Navy.
Buy subs.
Alright. Regardless, I gotta
subs
purchase.
Can submerge and then attack the next round.
I will get you.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? So, like 3 subs? Subs are at 6.
What did you say about
18?
Matthew Morley tweets at Ray. Europe is going to be a bloodbath. I see Berlin finally mobilized. Well done, Ray.
Hats off to Larry. Round, round, get around. I'll get around. Yes, anybody want
to? I'll take a bite from the fridge.
I'll take a blue from wherever.
Take a blue. Well, we're drinking the beers and ice.
Bud from the
until
fridge,
the beer is in the fridge. You want a? What do you want?
Budweiser from the fridge for the 3rd time.
Oh, you want 3 of them?
Cancel the first 2.
Okay.
It's gonna
give
cost
you the cold
you
one. This.
It's gonna cost you the tip at least, though.
Cancel
you
the
know
first
what?
2 that have been out for 30 seconds and are warm now.
What's a fighter cost? $6? Fucking right of the fighter. Fuck that.
Fucking right. Fucking right.
Lose me $6.
And man, like you wanna get a fucking fighter, man.
$6 sounds like 2 infantry. A fighter and 2 infantry or 2 fighters?
Nah, no. Artillery. Arty.
No, 2 imp. Gotta start putting the uni bags out there. On defense, they're 3s. I'm gonna be on defense soon. But I am buying a fighter. Fucking right. Haven't had one for a round. Fuck around.
Fuck around.
Contest. I like the idea of the contesting. That whole play into the game is fucking totally different than any other.
Yeah, it's different.
Love it. I like it a lot. They gotta remember what the fuck's on them.
And I would also like to play Shogun on a huge map with incredible pieces done like with gems and diamond. Well, not diamonds.
The Shogun map.
Cheap gems.
The Shogun map could be drawn. Zirconius. Large. Oh, we could do that.
It could, but there's a lot of splatter.
And I would like to play that game a few more times to see whether it's worth spending the time to do
it. Fucking great game, man. It's so much fun. Once you learn how to build your armies and move and drop guys off, and
it's great.
You just crush. But the thing is it's a long build up. We've only played it twice.
We gotta fucking play that. Why do we've been saying we're gonna play it for like a year.
Play what?
Well, we got so many different games. It's hard to fucking get a rotation in where you learn the rules and remember them for the next time you play. That's the problem.
Tell me about it. I've only been playing it for 5 years. I can't remember all the fucking rules and everything.
You're the worst for remembering.
The worst for that shit. I know. But you know what? I can be absolutely shit-faced and play classic and still rule and not even remember
you
what I
did.
Get
nowadays.
Nah, you guys pick on Europe. I'll just cover Eastern Europe. You guys, I found your gate. You're not going to get in there. You know what? Double drop on the factory in Japan, gain the mainland, and
that's where you don't anymore. I'm telling you, that
I know, you got that Russian tank coming in.
I'm telling you, the two Russian tanks, you give up
huge difference. That fucks me up. I hate that. You move those two tanks, changes hours of my fucking
operation. I'd love to fucking play that to prove it just right now.
Right now, I fucking kick your ass. A classic?
Clear the board. Putting classic down.
Meg, this is a great game, but I just love classic. Because classic
contested,
comes down to one move, and then, you know what?
Germany?
Yeah, game over. Set
one,
it up
two,
again.
3, 4, 5, 6. That sucks.
Yeah, nice. It's $27.
And classic on a huge map is so much fun. There's no discs. There's nothing. You can just pile the guys out there. Make armies look
like
just invincible. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Russia,
you know,
with all their fucking industry.
There's tons of shit you could do. Like, Axis and Allies is the best. You can't get outside of a WW2, because the people that grew up with that have the heart, they have the soul, they have the understanding, they have the lost ones, they have the people that survived and talked about it, they had books and all kinds of stuff.
And we're losing them every
day. So to put out a futuristic...
Not left anymore.
I know. And
alright, that's all I got.
So lots of respect already.
I've got 4 threes against your 8 threes.
People say, how can you play a war game? People are dying. No, it's, you know, it's not really... It's chess, okay? People's die in chess. Yeah. Chess is one of the oldest war games ever.
People's die in chess.
What are you doing?
You got 8 threes.
But it's just a dedication
and
to the...
You didn't buy a tank?
No.
Fighter more important, yeah.
For sure. In where?
We gotta kill those fighters.
Where are you here?
Yep. No.
You attacked that.
Where?
Oh, you went into the big one.
Sorry.
One.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't move forward there, right?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah,
we can. We will.
Looking at it, so I do believe it. I was being more
facetious.
Hypothetical, not hypothetical. Hyperbolic.
8.
Which is not
in your head,
parabolic,
man.
But different.
8. You got 8 threes, dude.
I got 8 threes.
Roll them up. I told you that.
Defending's easy. You don't need a battle board for defense.
Unless it's a big fight.
I just don't even count. And 3.
What the heck?
That's not good.
What the hell? But
sweet, it's left contested. That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Amerigay can come in next.
Britain can go in next.
Britain and then Amerigay.
Okay, here.
There.
Right there.
When I was young, I used to be.
Did you take two off?
He said to me, come
did
and
you
join
take two
the
off?
British Army.
I said, fuck you. Now I gotta take two guys off. I had to do the shuffle with the huge. How many did you get?
Two
guys. Up at the zoo. And, well, if I had a face like you, I'd join the British Army.
Nice. Alright, placing uni bags.
Oh, that is a clusterfuck of plastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're around behind all there with your friends.
I know, but it's okay.
Well, that's because he didn't go in. He fucked up our flow.
I know. That's okay. That's what he's trying to do. But
well, it saved us some money, right?
Fucking right it did. That's why I was happy. Fucking right.
I think he wants to draw you in and then sneak around.
31? How have I gone down 1 point? I'm up.
Don't know what
to do. I know.
Two.
I didn't move you at all.
As Germans, we never two. Run away. We tactical withdraw.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, I kind of had to ride that out. I almost felt like I had a little beer in my belly.
Okay, the Briton.
Brits.
Brits got Brits.
France is done. Now the Brits are out.
Dutch or Scottish. Scottish. Coming out. You can't help it. Once you start rolling the R's, it's hard to separate the Irish and the Scottish.
And the Russians.
And the Russians. Yeah, they roll a lot. Krasiva.
Krasiva.
Does anybody know what Krasiva Popa means?
Nope.
Yes, I do.
Can't no, tell I them. Don't. They got to phone in and guess. They got to email Dave.
Shut up. Stop giving away stuff you can't afford.
Well, I'm not offering anything this time. Buddy's not here yet.
We got to take Matt to the Sundowner. I should have.
Matt will be going to the Sundowner. We're going to set a time. We're
Does anybody
talk.
Know what Dobra Pichka means?
Yes.
Dobra.
Dobra Pichka means nice pussy.
Good oh, pussy. Yeah.
Dobra.
Dobra otre is good morning.
Good morning.
So it's good Dobra pussy, not nice.
Pichka. Yeah, Pichka. The chicks on the boat were going mushy, mushy, pussy, pussy. I'm going.
What? Kevin. Do not advertise listen. Mushy pussy.
Meanwhile, you're going.
Kevin. Oh, they got these party boats that go up and down the Moscow.
Party barge.
Oh, my God. You know what? You just spend all the day going up and down the Moscow River. The Moskva.
It's amazing.
Anyway, let me do the announcement now. Although, they'll probably have drunk in this pitcher of beer at Sundowner by the time the listeners hear this episode.
Yeah.
But from Twitter, Matthew. Hi. Oh, what's his name?
Well, make it August.
We'll give out his Twitter.
Picture will be in August. Actually, the hey.
Now there's an addendum.
Oh, no, there's going to be lots of things to take a look at. First of all, when is the day for our gaming operations? And could we time it so we could kind of do a little downer trip? And then psh, off to the friggin'. Axis and Allies.
I'm thinking.
Gaming. Convention.
A better idea is this. That's in September. You're talking about Oshawa.
Perfect. Oshawa would be great.
Right. Okay. If you'll shut up for a minute. Matthew at LRoho33 emailed me with the answer to who is the Big Turk.
He doesn't know this.
Not the Big Turk. Who's the Turk? Which is, of course, Derek Sanderson. Which I didn't know, but apparently...
I knew that. I knew it was Derek Sanderson.
Matthew knew that? Well, you guys are hockey guys. I don't know shit. Anyway, Ray offered up a pitcher of beer at the Sundowner, which goes for about $75. Once you get in the door and buy the pitcher. And Matthew won. And we're going to have him into the, I don't know about the garage, but wherever we're going to be playing at that time.
We'll have him at the table.
We're gonna get a game going and head to the Sundowner. I'm thinking if we start early in the day, get playing,
get a little,
finish the game up, and head out to the Downer for
some appetizers,
some beer and pussy, I guess.
Beer at the Drip.
And of course, if Matthew was listening carefully to the older episodes, Ray offered up his couch for anyone wants to stay in town. So.
Well, only one person, man.
He's staying in luxurious Drummond Apartments.
Yes.
What's the name of that place? Never mind, we're not going to give your address away.
Not giving the address away, people.
Not on the air. But anyway, that's going to be
if you want to stay on Drummond, that's fine. Check all the addresses.
It's going to be a fun time. We've had guest players before, and it's always good to have different minds showing us different ways to play these games.
Who was that? Who,
Randy.
Randy came down from
Welland. Yeah, we met Randy up in
unfortunately, we were also sloshed.
Yeah, well, we were fucking wasted by the time he got here.
He came.
But that was the 9th of May, Victory Day.
That
so,
was Victory Day. We raised the toast to every single
and there was a lot of them.
Yeah, there was much vodka drank that day. And I'm not going to be in Jamaica for Victory Day this year.
Choot choot.
Maybe we can work
choot choot
out.
Choot choot the vodka.
So, yeah. Anyway, Matthew, can't wait to get you up here and playing the game.
How old are you, Matthew? I need to know how old you are. Can't buy you a pitcher if you're not 19, dog. You got to be 19.
I'm sure he's old enough. He's old enough to play Axis and Allies. He's old enough to drink beer.
Well, there you go. The drinking age in the States is 21.
He's got to start feeding his kid beer.
He might
beer.
Think he can go.
Old's the 11.
Yeah.
Rolling dice, you got to drink
them. 9. He was playing when he was 8. There you go.
Places, the drinking age. I mean, we're talking World Wide Web. I don't know where this guy's from.
True.
From Vaughn.
He could be from where? Holland.
No, I'm going to cut that out.
That would be awesome.
He's from the greater Toronto area.
Mm.
He's not far away.
Go Leafs. Go Leafs.
Nobody in Toronto's a Leafs fan.
Everybody loves the Leafs.
Wait, so many Leafs fans.
Wait.
You know what? Almost anywhere you go everywhere. Where there's a surplus of Toronto fans, but I can't wait to see how many Toronto fans are really in the Joe next year.
In the Joe?
Oh my God.
Well, if Toronto goes deep,
their fans will go everywhere.
Well, we're saying if Toronto meets, you're saying now if Toronto meets Detroit in the playoffs. And the only way they're
talking about,
next year.
Oh, next year.
Because Toronto and Detroit's going to be the same.
Toronto beats Detroit this year? That's first round. No,
because Toronto. Okay, the East and the West. Okay, the East and the West. No, Detroit
yes,
and Toronto
next
can.
Next year they
Detroit,
can.
No, Detroit
That's
and Toronto
right.
can this year. This year only.
Next year.
No, not next year. They'll play each other.
I'm talking next year finals.
I thought that's what he was saying. There'll be more. I think only time there would be more Toronto fans than Detroit fans in the Joe is if they were to play for the Cup.
You're right, and that can't happen
Detroit,
after this year.
Detroit will have more fans in Detroit fans in Detroit.
What Isaac's saying
than
is Toronto and Detroit. It's going to be in the
same
conference
division now. Yeah,
there's going to be games.
Conference.
They'll be coming to
same
Toronto.
Division.
They'll be coming
yeah.
to Buffalo.
Same division.
They'll be fucking
Detroit and Buffalo. That's going to pick up.
Get your passport, bro.
You Buffalo people, hang
no.
in there. We can get tickets. Hey, did you ever get your passport?
Go
no.
Sabres.
That's fucking.
You didn't?
That's a bad story. I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah, don't go there. I can see the. Badness
well,
growing. We'll just do it and say, hey.
Don't tell the story.
You know
just tell me whether or not
it.
It's a go or a no-go.
We'll do it together.
Can it happen?
Or
it can happen. It can happen.
Okay, well, get it done. We got to go
gotta
over
get
the
it
fucking
done.
Game.
It was like 80
like
bucks.
Like an old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And if you didn't get the first time I said it, the best game
right
you can
on.
Name is the good old hockey
Who's
game.
And I'd expect you wearing your Buffalo jersey going there.
I don't have a jersey, but I might buy one.
He'd wear his St. Pat's.
I wouldn't wear anything that says Toronto going into Buffalo.
St. Pat's?
Look
at all the Irish
remember when
Buffalo
we,
people.
Remember when we were supporting
we'll
Ottawa?
Never going
remember
to
we were
city
supporting
Buffalo wearing something that says Toronto.
We were supporting Canada. Ottawa in Buffalo.
But we dressed camp. We didn't deck out.
No, but we were definitely supporting the Canadian team, which is that's the only time I've ever really went for Ottawa because I don't.
That's the only time I ever went for Ottawa.
But they did end up winning in overtime.
Okay.
But in between periods, we went outside and apparently before that, some
in
guy,
Ottawa in Ottawa
yeah in Ottawa some Ottawa fan male punched a female. Buffalo fan
in the face.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It was in the
news. We were standing outside having a smoke in between periods, and we're like, hey, man, you're voting for the wrong team or something, joking. Like, these people, we didn't even say anything. It was the other people.
And they knifed you.
And he's like, no. And he's like, hey, man.
Just the
he's
opposite.
He's like, I'm not going to punch you, but I might beat up your wife. We're going. Whoa! What the fuck is going on here? We didn't know about it. And then the fucking.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the Buffalo fan's like, you didn't know. This happened, and we're like, no, we had no idea. It's all over the news. We're like, we don't really pay attention to this.
Not since Erwin Weinstein died.
But
I
to be honest,
Buffalo.
it gave Buffalo a jump on the respect level for me.
The Buffalo people are great.
Yeah.
Buffalo people are great.
Love Buffalo.
Love them. You know what?
Buffalo
awesome.
Fans jumped
because
up
they
on
made
scale
a joke. Yeah, it was a great time. And there was this guy. Who had his son with him.
This guy. Oh,
and this son had more heart for hockey than I've ever seen
driving
any
my dad
little tiny
nuts
kid.
The whole game, he's jumping in his seat. My dad
oh
can't
my
see
God.
Shit. He's just jumping in front of him. Oh, fucking kid, just want to fucking smack him. And then at the end of it, when they scored in overtime,
this
kid
was
on top of his father's shoulders, vibrating. Like, he was just
like electric.
He was vibrating. He looked back at us and he had tears in his eyes.
Wow,
and just
that's awesome.
The most,
he was so stressed
and so, oh my god, I've never seen such a thing.
Weeping.
No, he was
like
happy.
A little man.
He was happy, yeah.
He was weeping like a little man.
That's awesome.
It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
I meant when we won. Hey. When Ottawa won in overtime.
Yeah, he was an Ottawa fan.
Yeah.
Asshole.
He was vibrating.
There's three fucking hockey games tonight.
It's the opening night for hockey. Yeah. Put it on, dog.
Stop fucking tapping.
Sorry, but that's the best tune in the world.
Minnesota, Chicago at 8. Los Angeles and St. Louis at 8. And Detroit, Anaheim at 22:30.
Detroit, drunken dog.
10:30. We watch the first period or so. Stop it. There's no fucking Hockey Night in Canada, too.
It's not Hockey Night in Canada.
Every night is Hockey Night in Canada. Don't you forget it.
Finish on 94.
That's tonight, bro.
And it's Anderson over to Orr.
All right, CAC. All I've got is a fight in Ruhr.
Yeah, why are we talking through our turn? No, we're trying to take back some of the talking during the turn.
Yes. Yeah. I've got 6 infantry and 2 artillery.
Going. What are you doing here? Did you do anything here?
Don't do anything down there.
I just shuffled around. I brought 2 guys to here because I'm not liking this Egypt
bullshit.
That's
going to be tough.
Don't fucking let that Egypt bullshit happen.
No, that's why these guys are moving this way. He's going to run that way and probably loop around.
I hear you, Haas.
These guys are here now. Anyways. Oh. He thought he might want to go this way and take over. I don't know.
Right, okay, I see.
Going to the south or going... He's probably going to be forced now. Yeah.
Whose turn is it? And who's next?
Or Sword's West. I bought 3 subs, 2 artillery, and 5 infantry.
Fresh?
4 infantry.
Ottoman.
Okay.
Obviously, they're going in India.
Well, subs up there, yeah. Okay.
Not worried about the land yet. He's got no transports.
No, he hasn't.
You're going to come up with the States into 7 next turn.
I don't think he's got any fucking machinations on landing guys in England.
No. It's and that's Rome? Why they're just waiting till I can build transports to move them.
It's Rome.
They're never going to have transports.
We'll see. We shall see. It all depends
there
on
ain't
you.
No transports.
Whether you're
going
to take Italy or not.
Italy, too.
Anyways, I've got 1 fight in Ruhr. And that's all I got.
Okay.
And I've got 4 infantry, four twos. Back. 4 twos.
You're doing this?
No, that's contested. That's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong country.
You guys missed.
You're doing this.
Yes.
Yeah, Ruhr.
Ruhr.
That's fucking beautiful.
4 threes? No.
Hold on. 1, 2. I got 6. Yeah, 4. Yeah, 4
six,
twos.
4 twos and 4 threes.
4 twos and 4 threes.
I'll get 4 of you this time. 6 threes, I'll get 4. I'm rolling shit.
Very optimistic.
No, it's not, 50%. Because I've been rolling shitty, so I should get 4 out of
4 threes. 50%.
Ooh, nice one. 1, 2, 3. Well, I got 50.
Good, America, clean up. And we'll have Ruhr.
I need two light ones.
Beep.
Got a stack and slide.
This is a good day. This is a great
good
day. You know what? This is a fucking great day. Look at perfect weather. It's not hot.
The weather's
it's not
beautiful
cold.
Right now.
It's just we got cold beer. We got potato salad, pot salad. Oh my
You're
god.
You're too funny. You
how
should
the
I
fuck
put a
are we gonna
period?
That out?
I thought you guys actually.
Look at there's 0 kilometers right there, right in the middle.
How many times you hear that?
Fucking Moscow.
So Muggsy didn't want to get on a bus with a bowl.
Yeah. Oh, I don't blame them.
Yeah, but you guys were after the bus came.
That's what we didn't know when the bus picked up.
On the hour.
See, when we went in there, there was like 7 people ahead of us.
Plus, for me to get on the bus and then have to get to here was a walk.
You got to walk
from Victoria.
Victoria down here, with a
no big deal.
With pot salad.
Yeah, pot salad.
Yeah.
Pot salad, yes.
Right.
Because... potato was taken, maybe.
Yeah. Moses got a paper letter.
I can't bring pot under the bus.
I can't bring
it. Hey, what do you got in there? That's not a pot salad, is it? Back of the bus.
In there, fucking scoop. It's a toss pot.
What if I take all the pot out? Then it's just mayonnaise and
it's
bacon.
Just tato salad.
An egg.
No, it's not even it'd be ato. Ato salad. Hey man, I got tomato salad.
Alright, cum junkie.
That could be tomato.
No.
Yeah. Britain just finished.
Britain's done. They got to collect, and I don't think it went up or
down. Have you put your units down?
Fucking 35. Yeah.
Have you put your units down?
Oh, not yet. He knows you didn't. That's why he's being so snarky. All right. Who's going into Afghanistan?
Hey, what are you doing with it? What are you doing? Oh, Gawkinsies. All right, I'm out of there.
Is it better to put him there?
Nope.
Yeah. They can make him. He wants to repair that battleship like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
The battleship at least is going back.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the rest of it.
It only has to go to 10.
Yeah, and the repair next.
But if I went to 9, he'd probably go back to 10 anyways. Or leave his cruisers and repair his battleships. This way, I think I'm a little more safe.
He might
bring both his battleships here and bring his three cruisers here, which is 3 threes against
but
three
threes. He's got two damage battleships. Submerge. 1 and 8.
That's what I want to know. You can submerge?
After
how do
the first
I keep
round.
You from submerge? Okay, you get one shot. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think... Let me look that up.
I would like to know about that. Can he submerge before I roll?
No, you have to roll and then submerge. That's the way it's
done. No. In all of the later games...
there's no destroyers, right?
Right. In all of the later games, you either roll dice or submerge.
Yeah.
So let's find out.
Yeah, you don't really
do
both.
Oh, he can go there and be like, are you going to fight? And if I don't, then he's stuck there.
You can submerge, but he still gets a shot at you.
That's where I like to retreat possibilities.
Submarines are capable of moving undetected due to their ability to submerge and thus have special movement rules. A submarine can move through a hostile sea zone without stopping.
Yes.
That is not what we're looking for.
No.
But
you're getting close.
Yeah.
Just go to item or unit and go to sub and it'll tell you everything it can do.
Attacking units fire or submerge. Defending units fire or submerge. Remove casualties. Press or break off attack. That's your...
Those are your options?
Right. So.
Go through them?
So let's say it's...
Here?
Hang on.
Yep.
You're going next, Germany, right?
No.
No. There.
Oh, yeah. Down the road, I will be in this area.
In that C-zone, you're the next guy that's going to get to go.
Yes.
You attack him. You roll your dice.
Yes.
Set your hits aside. He decides to either roll or submerge. If he submerges, he still has to accept
take off
the hits that you got on him.
So he can run away with the sub.
He can submerge after you attack him, but he's got to take his hits.
What does he defend out of? 2?
Yeah, it's 2s.
Well, those subs are out there for one thing. Not to submerge. Those things are out there.
They're to set a base so he can place better units next round.
Why would I attack him if I could send him home and send those guys over and send them both home?
You could send your cruisers over.
I'll tell you right now, these guys... they're going to fucking be a problem. Not those subs. Because all of this is going home. It's all going to be repaired. There's going to be more Navy.
The whole reason we're putting those subs down there is for him to be able to place a better Navy down the next time.
And meet up with the U.S.
And he's going to back it up with the U.S., which has transports.
But the U.S. will be out of range from you because you got to go home to 10 to repair.
And the U.S. didn't waste any money because they have exactly the same amount.
They just sucked back. We've carded in Europe.
Oh, I see why you didn't buy another load. You got a load right there?
Got a load in Ireland.
Got a load in Ireland there, buddy.
Hey,
fucking redhead's knocked up. You don't even know.
Okay, done. Whose turn is it?
Ottomans,
yes.
It's a big man, that's for sure.
He's got an arm, a leg.
It looks like a fighter.
What's the name of that song? That's a good Irish song. Briar, I think, sang it.
And they run through the briars, and they run through the brambles, and they run through the bushes where the rabbits wouldn't go.
I can't think of the song because all I got in my head right now is Stompin' Tom.
We love Stompin' Tom.
Good old hockey game.
Yes.
And as soon as I go to the next line, it's into the good old hockey
game. I hate that when that happens. I've done that so much. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's got an iron. Look at that. Oh, I can't think of the name of the song. It was the first Irish fucking folk song CD I ever bought. And it had a whole shit ton of songs on it. Beautiful. 4, 4, 8. I used to sit in my living room, turn the speaker out so the whole neighborhood could hear it all.
Yep.
And fucking blare it and just sing an Irish song.
Nice. Fucking living room. You got a great Irish voice singing.
I like singing.
Loud and low is your best. Loud and low. Sometimes it's just fucking...
The French drink wine.
Yes.
The English tay. The Yankees gob their hot black coffee. The child drinks milk 9 times a day. The Scotsman sips his whiskey toddy.
That's awesome.
Well, and keep your wine and keep your tay. My curse on him that gives me coffee. I'll have porter if I may. It makes me feel content and happy. Porter quaff down with a laugh. The gentry have their aching livers. Water is all right in tay. Firefish and things that swim in rivers.
How does whiskey in a jar go?
Whiskey. As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I saw Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier. I said, stand and deliver, or the devil he may take ya. Sharina maduna mada.
It's an old Irish drinking song, that song, actually. Yeah. It's not even...
Yeah, but I've never really heard
sped it up.
It's an old traditional.
Yeah, I got a problem.
Metallica's version is fucking awesome.
It is awesome. I like Metallica.
I am out of infantry.
Thin Lizzy redid that in the 70s.
Thin Lizzy's a great Irish band.
I've heard...
North Dublers. Ireland.
I've heard the Dubliners singing. I've heard the Hoojits, Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem do it, but Metallica's my favorite version of that.
Well, me. Well, I kind of wish the Thin Lizzy did a little bit more.
Especially in my mommy's chambers.
Thin Lizzy had... I mean, I put them right up there with Golden Earring. For import bands, North America, well, other than the British invasion, but I'm talking other than England. I mean, no country in the world has ever put out the music that England has.
What are you talking about?
No music. No country.
Louis Armstrong. Ever. Louis Armstrong kicks the shit out of anything that came out of
the States Britain came ever. Close, the Beatles. But compared to what the music that came out of Louis England... Armstrong.
To the Beatles.
There's just no fucking comparison what came out of England.
Well, me.
And if you want to argue, I just throw the Stones. I'll pull the Stones card. They're still rocking. Nothing's going to beat those guys.
I think Louis Armstrong wrote Sitting at the Dock of the Bay.
I thought that was Otis.
Otis Redding, you're right. I'm sorry. Not Louis Armstrong. He wrote it, but Smokey Robinson was the one that did that.
Otis was not a writer?
Otis was a writer and a singer. But...
He did somebody else's song.
Yeah, he did. No, he did his own songs, but...
Sitting at the Dock of the
Smokey
Bay.
Smokey Robinson did Sitting at the Dock of the Bay, didn't he?
Oh, he might have done it. Yeah, you know what? A lot of it's times...
Bruce Willis. He did a pretty good version of it. No, he did not. Really? No, he did Under the Boardwalk. I'm sorry.
Bruce under Willis the boardwalk.
Fucking 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
You'll find syringes under the boardwalk.
Well, nowadays,
condoms filled with jizz under the boardwalk. You know, I got $5, and $5 doesn't really buy anything, you know? I want to spend the whole $5, and there's nothing. I can get another...
What movie, what Vietnam-era movie was that with,
I'll take a buck.
Wonderful World.
Another fucking...
Louis Armstrong. Was it Good Morning Vietnam? Those fucking Vietnam movies had the best fucking soundtrack.
Oh, man. For sure. They had all CCR. CCR was all over that. And look at all the protests.
Well,
I mean, look at Bruce Springfield.
Fortunate Son, that was from...
Buffalo Springfield, I mean, not Bruce Springfield.
Yeah, no, that was great.
You know.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down.
But that was actually a rebellion that happened in the States.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, run through...
Run through the jungle. You better run through the jungle. That was CCR. Yeah.
I may as well go with another artillery. You know,
yeah, did I forget, Ray? During your movement phase, you must leave one infantry with every arm.
Yes.
Which is going to be a problem if you attack Persia. Oh, never mind. You got guys coming in from Sevastopol.
Two,
Not Sebastopol, but well, that's four. Sebastopol.
Bring that.
Some folks have owned me.
To wave the flag. Blue, red, white, and blue. Yeah.
But when the band plays, hail to the chief. Ooh, that point a cannon at you, Lord.
It ain't me. I ain't no military son.
That's a fucking
CCR is my fucking
rock and roll band. No, that's your band. My,
rather than the guys that you, oh fuck, now I can't think of them. Fucking give me three steps.
Skynyrd. Love Skynyrd.
CCR is my Skynyrd.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys love Skynyrd.
Love Skynyrd.
CCR guy.
But you know what? I do like CCR too. A lot. I just never really think of CCR when I'm
really? Looking at my back door.
Yeah, I don't think much of.
Looking out my back door is one of my favorite fucking feel good songs, man.
What is it?
Looking out my back door.
Oh yeah.
One thing at a time, right? March aboard. The Ottomans are in Libya.
For one.
Horseshit. Every time, different card.
What are you doing? Playing magic on your fucking phone?
Playing super stick. Man, golf.
Oh, well, see, we're playing Isis and Allies, buddy. I don't know if anybody told you that when we picked you up today.
Nobody told me. I don't know why they didn't tell me.
Ready shit in the brick.
It's fucking horseshit.
Fucking kids playing stick figure golf.
It's amazing.
On his fucking phone.
Doesn't influence me yet. Do.
Looking out my bank.
Checking out my iPhone. I'm checking out my iPhone.
All right, dog, I think that's all I got.
Why did I suck back those transport chips only to be meted
hard to with say, nothing? Maybe make a different move.
That's it. Nope, I like that. I'm going to stay with that because I got to... Actually, it's not next move, but the move after that is what I'm going to hopefully benefit from.
Hey, look what we got.
Let's continue our quest for fog hall.
I found a pot to piss in.
Nice. Is that the one I gave you a long time ago? That's my old corn pot. I got one just like they.
This came from my sister.
That's my corn in the cob pot. Ready, go?
Okay, spider.
We got no air supremacy, but you got a shitload of... Holy fuck, you got a lot of artillery there. I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm attacking.
I'm still using the board. You guys are
statue wearing high heels.
Dancing around.
Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn.
I got a tank.
Left my home in Illinois. I locked the front door open, boy.
Hello, baby.
I got two fighters.
Thank you.
Remove one fighter.
No.
I don't know what that says. I just rolled twos, I guess.
This goes like this.
Yep.
This goes like this. And this goes like this.
I can't support all
of
them, I don't
think. Again, with one fighter, your artillery and your tank will be supported, I'm pretty sure. Okay,
no,
so then what goes ahead of the other?
One or the other.
The fighter increases the artillery's attack. The artillery increases the infantry or tank's attack. One or the other.
Okay, so you can go,
fighter,
it doesn't matter. To each,
artillery.
They're fucking known, I guess.
Yeah, it's the same difference.
Same diff.
You should be looking at three twos. No, four twos.
Two.
No.
Well, two of the
six
twos.
Six twos.
Two of the twos are up there.
Are these not fighting at twos?
Not six twos. Hang on.
I got...
You got four infantry, right?
Yep.
You got two fighters.
Yep.
You got one artillery.
Yep. Which moved up.
That gets air support.
Yep.
You've got one tank. One artillery. So your tank moves up. There. Right, you're right.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Said.
Six. Yeah, good.
So I've got six twos.
Okay, so I'm an asshole. No surprise.
No, it's clear.
Surprise.
No breaking news.
Before
there
was doubt, now we know for sure.
Right.
Hey,
so
it's fucking around.
Oh.
Six twos.
Thank you.
1, 3.
That's, what are you doing? Get that the fuck out of there, that one.
I hit.
Yeah, with
I hit
one.
With this.
What the fuck are you
talking about? I got rid of that. It was gone.
Just being underhanded.
Never mind. We're good. Three and a four.
Oh, chunk. On a fire.
We got three of it.
An elephant. Not playing in the band. Right.
So you're gonna
one, two, three, four. Six.
One, two, three, four, six.
Four, five.
One stone.
Oh, now I've all of a sudden started rolling poorly.
Oh,
bad move, Muggsy.
I chose to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for us.
Oh. My bad.
How about if you be less of a jerk? Hey, when you came in here, did you mark us down too?
No, but I'm good.
Because now,
oh, I don't put that down.
Tested. Don't fucking touch.
I didn't have my flag on there though either. I should have collected more than that.
I don't know why you
I didn't count that.
Here's another couple bucks.
Yeah. Now mark me down another. Actually, bring me up back to where I was.
No.
Yes, so. Because no. I didn't collect the two.
No.
35 is what I collected. Yeah.
It's I might slap your hand because you are a guest. But if you weren't,
anymore.
I would kick your ass.
Have you guys pissed at all? Because I'm working on my third piss here.
Yeah, I pissed once and I shit, so that counts as two pisses.
I have urinated once.
Same room for the bladder. Now the intestines are shrunk, the bladder can expand.
Yeah, but you're going to gain in the end.
Yeah. I'm going to be
might have counted you a stroke, but.
This fucking jerk left Arabia and didn't go back. He could have put that guy in Mesopotamia, but he fucking didn't. What a jackass.
Why, you can't get
one
it.
Last dice.
You can't even get it.
Whose turn is it? It's not my turn, it's your turn, right?
It's somebody's turn.
Oh, yeah, it's up. Oh, are you up for beers or pisses?
Italy go. $13. I got my artillery that I need there. I'm going to take one out. Go there.
So if I said better collect,
I can get three infinite art.
$30. That's not much.
I'm gonna have that song in my head all day.
We will change it. We will find something
could
else.
You change it to
we will like and the good old hockey game is the best game.
Let's change it to something from Help. Yesterday,
Nescafe.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Yep.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe.
Yesterday. What are you gonna do?
Suddenly.
Oh, he's pulling out.
Nope, this one guy.
Suck back and
I'm not
reload.
The man I used to be.
You mean to tell me you're gonna do that battle drunk?
There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
I'm about to attack you. You're walking away.
Don't walk away. I'll
what
leave.
A fucking jerk that guy is.
Biggest jerk.
Instead of fighting, he's going to take a piss. That means something different in England. What? I know. Crazy talk. Alright, that's still contested. I should just walk out and give him the $4, but I don't want him because I'm a dick.
What do you mean?
Well, I left a guy in behind in Tirolia. Is that what this place is? Tirolia. I left a guy behind in Tirolia to keep it contested.
You took Naples?
But...
Naples?
Yeah, I took him back last round. He doesn't go again for a while. If I leave a guy in Tirolia, he'll just kick my ass and get the $4 at the end of the day anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to move him up now.
Oh, you need your money, man.
Well, I don't get the money for that, though, and my guy will die next round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he's going up.
One, two, three, four. I'm just letting him go up without fighting, because he'd have brought all his guys from Vienna.
France. Look at France.
I know.
I'm so glad they're so high.
France is in good shape. fucking America is going to be two rounds before they drop more guys off in Picardy.
Yeah, but Britain is going to be fucking good.
If Britain can clean that zone nine up.
Yeah, but if you're dropping Picardy, I'd rather be, not Picardy, but
Picardy.
I'd rather be in C zone fucking eight or seven or whatever.
Right, but here's what he's going to do. I'm almost 100% sure he's not going to bother throwing his cruisers at your subs.
No.
Okay, he's going to bring everything to 10. If he brings everything to 10.
Oh, then I can
move on Germany's to nine,
turn. I can place.
US is going to be in seven at the end of this turn. Then he goes everything to 10. You take your subs in eight, move them to nine, drop your new Navy down there in nine. You'll have nine uncontested and free.
Yep.
And U.S. will be able to move into nine the round after that and drop off in Belgium. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Provided he has no artillery. You might even get to go
That's
to
our
10.
Plan. Now, he could fuck it up by doing something different from what we're
You might even
thinking,
get to go to 10.
But I think he might. No, I wouldn't. From seven, I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right. All right. Now he's leaving again. Okay, good.
Bears. The bears.
I want to get some bears over there.
I think we could take one out of the fridge and put it in there. Nice.
Don't be gay. Just I mean metrol section.
Oh, do you want
No, I got one.
Bam, bam,
sure? Ding,
yes. Ding.
Cool. These beers
okay,
are like
fighting in Venice.
What?
Ah, Venice.
Vienna?
Venice.
Venice. Oh, yeah. Fighting up there in the crook of the hooge.
I got two ones in the crook of the hooge. Or two twos.
Fox. Yes.
Two threes in the crook of the hooge. One hit. It will remain.
I got three threes.
Fuck me up next round.
One, two, three. Beautiful.
Dick.
Hey.
One.
Okay. So whose turn is it, and why are we playing this game?
Because we love it, and it's his turn.
Done. Italy's done.
Italy's done. States. Ooh, they've been waiting.
America's turn. I got $12. So I'm gonna place.
$12 for America?
Yeah. No, $12 for Italy.
Italy's working its way out of the boot.
That is not good.
So let's go serving out everybody.
$22 for America.
Does music really fuck up the recording?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you want to hear bump?
Well, we're singing enough. We don't need music.
Dave's got a pretty good thing going on with his Irish tunes today.
There it is.
It's just the drumming that's a problem. And I love the drum because the acoustics on this compared to...
Stop fucking drumming during the public one.
See the range I have?
Kill you.
I know, but it just feels so
good.
It's the difference between the supports. It's harder
there. Yeah, by the support is the big snare almost. And then in between's the big...
What did I say? MRFers.
MRFers. Remember that day you got all pissed and drummed up here and everything just fucking... Your fingers must have hurt, man. It must have hurt for a... Come on. Give me 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Fuck everything. Just dance. Oh, you like drumming, do you? Fucking...
Yeah.
It's worse than Bonzo.
We can all be assholes once in a
while. Yeah.
Well,
so we're going to do what we talked about then, right?
What are you doing?
This doesn't help, because going into eight isn't going to help me at all.
No.
All right.
Do you want me to hand out tissues?
No, I want you to shut up. 12.
So once you get lowered right. up again.
Leaves me 10
you
bucks.
You got to get a couple guys for at least a transport come back. I don't know. That's far away.
Doc.
You just got to keep building transport.
Now we're so far away that I got to drop off.
You're so far Belgium. Away from me.
Oh, Dire Straits. So far away from me.
So far, I just
I'm tired of making
is that really Dire Straits?
On
oh, right on. I didn't know that. You're so far.
One of the best albums of all time.
What's that? Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing?
Brothers in Arms.
Oh, I love Sultans of Swing.
We're the Sultans.
That's not on Brothers of Arms, but that is one of their best songs. Maybe top three.
I don't know, man. Fucking,
I thought the album was called Salt and So Swing.
No, it might be. No, I don't think so.
Gotta move these.
But I don't know what album. Yeah, that's from Brothers in Arms.
Okay, then maybe that's what I got, because I got like the one that has all the big ones.
It could be a.
Hey, that's the same song. Little faggot with his green and his mate. Yeah, isn't it the same song?
Yeah, yeah, that's Money for Nothing.
And you know what else is cool? Industrial.
Industrial Disease.
Yeah. Industrial Disease, that's a great tune.
That ain't working.
That's the way you do it.
Play the guitar on your MTV. That ain't working.
That's the way you do it.
Money for
nothing and your chicks for free.
See, I can play that right now.
Love that tune.
Money for nothing.
You know what I love? And I always think of you every time. Is it's the one... it's the one Wilcox song where you like, he sounds, you mimic him so precisely that I think it's you saying it. You know what I mean? Like, you said it before that I, yeah.
Growing up, yeah.
Like, you've said it to the point where I think it's you that says it, but really.
Yeah. I know exactly, because that happened with my dad with a couple things.
What was it? Oh, fuck.
Oh, you're talking about.
I'm attacking you.
I'd have to listen to the Wilcox lineup I have.
I got 8 twos.
That's Pretty Women Kill Me.
No, it's not that one. I love that song. I don't have that one. I went to go download it and I got a shit version. It was like 30 seconds.
Oh, Bad Apple.
Yeah, I think it's Bad Apple. Yeah. That's it.
You only got two guys.
That's a great tune.
I got you in Roar. I got you four times with three? Twos. I didn't
even need it. Oh,
no,
Roar.
You got 2 threes.
Yeah, I'm down to two guys.
We're proceeding. And
don't even lose anything.
I needed a one.
And the first American rondel hits the board.
Biggity bam!
In Roar.
Nice.
We'll go up six.
Uh-huh. I like it. Hey, you know what? That's good, man. Good thing. Good on the States.
It's a rental.
They need that fucking money right now.
Actually, France is doing.
Are you kidding? Look at all the fucking uni bags. When you attack, we all get to defend.
Oh, I know. That's why I kind of let you move out a little bit.
Fucking beautiful. I know there's a gap now, but wait for.
I had to let you. I had to do a tactical withdrawal so the next time I attack, everything could reach. I couldn't do it that round. No, I would attack weak.
That's because you
so
went
I
five
pulled
rounds.
Back, let you gain the 6 points.
That's because you went five rounds without moving your guys.
No, but look at them, guys.
And they're all way the fuck over there in Germany or Russia.
Well, Russia felt like an objective to me. I had to get that out of the game.
Okay,
it's certainly the first objective.
It looked like the easiest one off the bat, but then Italy was a flip flop between that and Italy until I realized I'm up against six guys, not two.
Obviously, that's
three. Yeah.
Oh, you're a cock and Z's. Right. Look at you, you're going for a Guinness in Dublin.
You're fucking right, yeah.
Oh, okay, the grass is green.
Oh, that's the end of the round. Okay.
Here we are, people.
We're done. End of round 7.
Oh, it's been a good round, folks.
Nice time, too. Went quickly. That's the end of round 7. Axis and Allies, 1914.
Great game, Larry.
We're loving it. America is moving forward. They have grabbed Ruhr from the Germans. Ottomans are fucking amassing in Africa, which we can't do much about.
Yeah. We got sound Ray's, effects for Africa, though.
Ray's fucking hammered already. Great. And, not hammered, but getting good.
Semi-hammered.
I'm pretty hammered.
Face glow.
And we're ready to wrap this one up. See you next week on the Destruction Podcast.
Chuckle like a pulp toad, eat sleeper Pete.
And always... Fuck fight, hold the light, carry out the dead.
Good
do
day,
something,
eh?
People.
Do something.
Good day, eh?